little story. Me and my dad have recently been going to the gym and trying to, you know, get in some better shape. And we've been running and working out a little bit, trying to eat better and do things. And, man, for the first couple weeks, it was going really well. Everything was feeling good, you know. You know, you get this, like, kind of boost of energy, you know, when you're working out and you're doing this stuff. And then the fatigue and the hard sets in. I remember texting my dad one day, and I was like, this hurts so bad. I want to quit. I'm done. Like, just get me out of this, you know. And he's like, man, you need to keep going. You need to just be persistent, have some discipline, and just go. Eventually, your body it'll recover, and it'll get better, and you'll be good. And sure enough, you know, a few weeks after that, I was starting to get better. I was doing, but I feel like a lot of us, we treat God that same way sometimes. We get in a situation and we say, God, just get me out of this situation. It's hard, you know, like it's so difficult. And sometimes those situations are really good for us. They're beneficial. They grow our character. You know, we say that the devil's tempting us and that we've lost our peace over stuff like that when really maybe it's just a trial that God's giving us, you know. And it's maybe not punishment. It's just preparation. He wants to develop us. Things that get uncomfortable, they kind of make us grow. You know, you never grow in your comfort zone in life. And so it's a good thing to go through some uncomfortable times. And it just builds endurance and faith, and it just strengthens your relationship with Christ. Today we're going to talk about the difference between discipline and deliverance, you know, discipline is God disciplining us, and also being disciplined to, you know, stay close to Him and walk with Him when times get hard, but also deliverance when there's things that that we just can't break free from. So if you guys want to open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12, we'll start in verse 6. Starting in verse 6, it says, "For the Lord disciplines the one He loves and punishes every son He receives. Endure suffering as discipline. God is dealing with you as sons, for what son is there that a father does not discipline? But if you are without discipline, which all receive, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Furthermore, we had human fathers discipline us, and we respected them. Shouldn't we submit even more to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time based on what seemed good to them, but He does it for our benefit so that we can share His holiness. No discipline seems enjoyable at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." The truth is, a lot of us can't tell the difference between what's an attack from the enemy and what's a lesson from God. I've struggled with this a lot, I'll be honest with you guys. I get in these situations and time gets hard, and I'm like, man, the enemy's, he's attacking me, he's getting me, you know, and maybe it's just a lesson from God, and, you know, you put yourself in these positions, and you have to work through them, and you have to be disciplined. You know, it says clearly that we were disciplined by our, you know, by our earthly fathers, and we respected that, and it's made us who the people we are today. So why not our Heavenly Father, if He disciplines us, why do we not respect that same discipline? And it grows us into who we are. You know, we say the devil's getting me, but sometimes it's not the devil, it's disobedience that's causing your peace. And, you know, maybe sometimes it's just a spiritual workout. It's not spiritual warfare. James 1, 2 through 4 says, "Consider it great joy, my brothers and sisters, when you experience various trials, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its full effect so that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing." So when we go through these hard times in life, when we get these tests from God, consider it a joy, you know? I mean, the Bible says that today is the day the Lord has made. So even if the day is a great day or a bad day, you know, the Lord has made that day, and we are to rejoice in it, and we're to be happy. And it says that it's going to build proven character and build endurance. And it says when it has its full effect, we will be mature and complete, lacking nothing. When God sees us, he wants us to be mature and complete, lacking nothing. So when we go through those times and we go and we have to be disciplined, God is there with us, and he's building that endurance through that, through our training. Romans 5, 3 and 4 says, "And not only that, but we also boast in our afflictions, because we know that our affliction produces endurance. Endurance produces proven character, and proven character produces hope." So back to that endurance again, that endurance that proves it produces proven character, which is what we need, right? We need character to get through life. That's who we are. That's the person that God wants us to be. But that proven character produces hope. And that's what gets us through those times, right? Is hope. When we get through those hard times and we make it and we see that God is with us on the other side, and he's there for us, and no matter the situation, it works out in his way, and we just allow it to happen that way, everything seems to go so smooth, and we have that hope to ride on for the next time and the next time, because life is hard, you know? I mean, walking with Jesus is a difficult thing. It's not sunshine and rainbows. The world wants to chastise you for it, you know? They make fun of you. They tell you all these things, like, why would you follow this Jesus guy? Like, this was 2,000 years ago, you know? We're way above that. You know, our technology, our future, everything is way above his time. But even just reading his word now, I mean, it's so relevant even today. I mean, the Bible says that the word is sharper than any two-edged sword. And it resonates even today from all of these years ago. And there's still things that we can get off of it. So deliverance stops the test, right? So deliverance from whatever we cannot get out of ourselves. And discipline strengthens you through it. You can't get stronger lifting 5-pound weights forever, right? So growth requires resistance, and the same goes for your faith. The only way we can grow stronger is to face the things that stretch us. So what is deliverance really then? Deliverance is when God removes bondage, danger, or demonic influence that you cannot remove yourself. Psalms 34:17 says, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He rescues them from all their troubles." Psalms 107:6 also says, "Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he rescued them from their distress." Deliverance is God's power at work to remove what is not his will, right? So when we're in a situation, like even in Exodus 14, like when Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid, stand firm, and see that the Lord's salvation that he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you must be quiet." So the Lord was delivering these people out of Egypt, right? They were under some huge just oppression, and the Egyptians were just using them as slaves, and the Israelites, they wanted out, you know, and so they prayed and prayed and prayed, and then God sent Moses to deliver them. That story is just, it's so powerful when you look at that, right? Because they cried out to God in a serious way, and God came through and delivered them. So deliverance breaks our chains, and discipline builds our character. Going into what is discipline, Proverbs 3 says, "Do not despise the Lord's instruction, my son, and do not loathe his discipline, for the Lord disciplines the one he loves, just as a father disciplines the son in whom he delights." So the Lord is going to discipline us. When we get into these times, he's not going to let us live recklessly, right? He wants us to be close to him. He wants us to have that relationship with him. You know, so when we're out here doing who knows what, however we want, and just living our life, God is going to have to discipline us through those things, because there is consequences in life. There's good consequences and there's bad consequences. So the decisions that we make in life are going to have those consequences. But the Lord is fair and just, it says. So when we get those consequences from the Lord, they are absolutely 100% fair. And they're just. The Lord is always, he's always for us, right? So, I mean, he's not out here to just break us down and just give us all these things that we don't want. And he's always with us. Psalms 119:71 says, "It was good for me to be afflicted so that I could learn your statutes." And then also in Revelation 3:19, it says, "As many as I love, I rebuke and discipline, so be zealous and repent." Discipline hurts now, but it helps later. He's doing this not because he's mad at us, but because he loves us. He wants us to be better. He wants to have that close relationship with us. He wants us to be with him. He wants to fight for us. Even in Exodus, when we talked earlier about the deliverance, he fought for those Israelites to get out of the Egyptian oppression and just get through that time. How do we know what we need? Do we need deliverance? Do we need discipline? There's some questions that we can ask ourselves. Is this an attack or an assignment? So if it's the enemy trying to destroy you, pray for deliverance. And I feel like we'll know when the enemy is trying to attack us. But if it's God trying to develop you, walk in discipline. Galatians 5:22 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." So the next question to ask us is, what fruit is being produced? Is it pushing me towards those fruits of the Spirit? The love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control? Are they growing in this situation? That's where you would need discipline to grow and mature in those things. If it's not producing those fruit and you see that it's an attack, pray for deliverance, right? That's when we need to get out of this. Does it push me towards holiness or away from it? Deliverance breaks you free from sin, and discipline builds you up in righteousness. If you keep running from discipline, you'll end up praying for deliverance from the same problems again and again, because what God doesn't heal, he often wants to train. How do we submit to God's process, right? Like if we're in a time and it's difficult, and how do we submit to a situation like that? 2 Corinthians 12 says, "Therefore, so that I, Paul, would not exalt myself, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to torment me, so that I would not exalt myself. Concerning this, I pleaded the Lord 3 times that it would leave me, but he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Therefore, I will most gladly boast all the more about my weakness, so that Christ's power may reside in me.'" Now, that was Paul speaking in his letter to the Corinthians. Paul did not get deliverance from that. That was a test, and he had to be disciplined through that. God used that thorn to keep him humble, to keep him dependent, and to keep him full of grace. So there are times in life where God is going to allow you to go through these times, and you're going to have to work through them. But the Bible also says God does not give us anything that we cannot handle. So to be able to be through these situations and know that God is with us, we have somebody to lean on, right? Life is hard. Going through life without Christ, man, it would be very tough, because there's nobody to turn to, right? With Christ, we can turn to him at any time. He's there 24/7. He's ready to listen to us. He's ready to hear us talk to him and pray to him. I mean, even Jesus went through discipline. In Hebrews 5:8, it says, "Although he was the Son, he learned obedience from what he suffered." So even Jesus learned obedience, or even Jesus had discipline, right? Jesus could have probably not gone on that cross. I'm sure he did not want to. He even prayed about it, saying, "Lord, if there's any way to let this pass, take this cup from me, but your will be done." So Jesus was disciplined through that, right? I mean, he had to go and get beaten and die on a cross to save us from our sins. So even the Son of God, like, just thinking about that in my mind, like, he had discipline to get through that time, even though I know it was a thought in his mind that he did not want to go through that he wanted to quit. And then there's Job. I mean, if you guys have read the book of Job, Job lost everything. I mean, he lost his wealth, his health, his family, and he begged for relief. Yet God did not remove the pain right away. He allowed it to refine Job's faith. In Job 23:10, it says, "Yet he knows the way I have taken, and he has tested me. I will emerge as pure gold." So Job didn't just survive the test, right? He was shaped by it. It says that he will emerge as pure gold. I mean, he understood that through that assignment, through that hard time in his life, that God was working through him and God was allowing this to happen. Even though everybody around him was telling him, you know, hey, man, just curse God and just like, this is not from God. Like, this is horrible. You know, all these bad things were happening to him. Yet he stayed strong, he stayed disciplined, and he was ready to be a vessel for the Lord. And then in Job 42:5, later on it says, I had heard reports about you, but now my eyes have seen you. So Job had heard, he had heard about Christ right here. He heard about God, and he kind of knew who he was, but he had seen God through those hard times. He seen that God got him through, right? Because later on, God literally just gave him back double of everything that he had lost, right? He got his family back, his health, wealth, all of these things that God took away because he was strong and went through these and you know, and dealt with the discipline and stayed strong with Christ in his faith. He was rewarded after that, right? So Job learned that discipline isn't punishment, it's revelation. And he didn't just get double back what he lost. He got a deeper understanding of who God is. Romans 8:28 says, we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. Discipline is how God refines his children. It's not rejection, it's relationship. Responding in the right way. When you face hardship, the question isn't, why is this happening to me? It should be, Lord, what are you trying to teach me through this, right? Because if we need deliverance, we can cry out like David in Psalms 40, where he says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he turned to me and heard me cry for help. He brought me back up from a desolate pit and out of the muddy clay, and he set his feet on a rock, making my steps secure. If you need discipline, submit like Jesus did in Luke 22:42, where it says, Father, if you're willing, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Right there, the submission of Jesus. Jesus submitted to his Father, just as we are to submit to him as well. And I'll be honest with you, as a man, it is very hard to try to submit to a higher authority. I don't know if it's just the way that we're wired or what it is, but a guy wants to be in control all the time, and he wants to, you know, say what's happening and how it's happening. When you follow Christ, it breaks all of that. When you truly submit to him and truly know that you are walking in him and walking with him, there's no better feeling. That peace that you have, that you get from that, is beyond anything that could ever be described. And it also helps, you know, people around you, you know, when they know that you are submitting to Christ and you are walking with him, they know that whatever situation you're in, if you give them some advice and you're, you know, trying to teach other people something, it's a little easier to take that in. You know, they feel like the Holy Spirit's talking through you. Isaiah 43:2 also says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and the rivers will not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, and the flame will not burn you. Sometimes God's not trying to take you out of the fire. He's teaching you how to walk through it without getting burned. I feel like we could go through that so many times, right? We're in this hard time, you know, we're going through it, and it's burning us, and it's getting us. But walking with Christ, I mean, you guys, if you've heard the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right? They would not bow down to a false idol. And guess what? They were thrown in a fiery furnace. And it was so hot, it actually killed the people that threw them in there. It burned them to death. And these three men were in there. And King Nebuchadnezzar, he looked down in there, and he saw four people standing in the fire. And he was just blown away that they were just walking around in there. And that was Christ with them. You know, God was walking with them, keeping them safe in that fire, allowing them to not get burned, right? We see that story and we think, man, that's crazy. That kind of stuff doesn't happen. But it absolutely does happen. Like, God wants to protect us. He wants to keep us from the fire. He wants to keep us from the flame. And he wants to keep us from getting burned. when we walk with him, it is it's so much better, man. We feel that peace and that loving connection from him. I heard an illustration one time. A silversmith was once asked, "How do you know when the silver is pure?" And he said, "When I can see my reflection through it." And then, man, that seems kind of weird. Like, when you can see your reflection through it, how long does that take, you know? And so he goes through the process, and he's putting the silver in and pulling it out and checking it and putting the silver in and melting it down and trying to bring it out and trying to get it just pure silver. And I feel like that's what God does through your trials, right? When we go through a hard time, he's turning up the heat, right? He's not trying to destroy us, but he's trying to refine us until he can see the reflection of Jesus in our life. 1 Peter 1:7 says, "So that the proven character of your faith, more valuable than gold, which though perishable, is refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ." So that proven character that we talked about in the beginning, it is more valuable than gold. I mean, I don't know about you guys. Gold's pretty valuable. I mean, it don't come around every day. We don't use it as a currency. It's very, very valuable. And our proven character in our faith with Christ is even more valuable than that to him. Deliverance is Christ's power. Discipline is his process. But both of those come from his love, right? So, ask yourself those questions. You know, is this an attack from the enemy or is this a test from God? You will know. God will give you the clear answer, right? Pray to God. Ask him to reveal what this is, right? If you truly are seeking that and you want to know, he will reveal it to you, absolutely. Man, that was a lot faster than I thought it was going to go. I've ran out of notes here, but trying to make it happen. I don't know. I want to drive the point home, you know, that walking with Christ, it will change your life forever. I promise. It has changed mine. I found Christ at a pretty young age that I'm very, very thankful for. I had a lot of people around my life that just wanted me to be better and wanted me to be with Christ, and I appreciate that because they didn't stop, right? They hammered me on it for a long time, you know, man. Hey, like, come to church with us. Come to a Bible study. Do this, you know, like, come do all this stuff with us. And you know, being around those people, man, I saw something so different from them that it was not like anything I'd ever seen. These people, they were nice, you know. They had the fruits of the Spirit, right? They had joy. They were happy about everything. They had peace. They had patience, which is something that I definitely did not have. You know, I mean, they've changed me and they've shaped me. And I feel like, you know, being in those situations, being around those people, and coming to church like this on Sunday, being in fellowshipping with other, you know, like-minded people is so, so important. Because it keeps me going throughout the week, I tell you that. Being here and just seeing all of you guys and seeing people and making new friends here at the church, I mean, it's been awesome. So I thank you guys even for being here and listening to what I have to say. We'll finish it off here a little early, but we'll go ahead and if you guys want to stand with me as we go ahead and pray, and I'll get you guys out of here.